the Prime Minister of Israel.
Please be careful. Mr. President of the United States of America, Majesties, Excellencies, and friends, in these holidays for our people, we pray. Mi ye'eni umi ye'esher, mi yishafel umi yarum, in English. Who shall be cast down and who shall be uplifted? God's verdict, our choice. I felt its meaning when hours before Rosh Hashanah, we did not know if we would fail or succeed. And once it was decided, I knew that a dream became a contract, an impasse, an opportunity. Nobody forced us, not everybody agreed with us. Yes, it was done not out of fear or weakness. It was our free choice, our moral preference, not to compel ourselves to be the rulers of another people, to be the rulers of the Palestinian people. Once the agreement will be implemented, no longer will the Palestinian reside under our domination. They will gain self-rule, and we shall return to our heritage. The talks were like negotiating on a tightrope over a scenery full of mountains of hatred and chasms of fear. The road was uncharted, the process unprecedented, yet we have arrived. The agreement should be judged by its potential, not just by its content. It will introduce the agenda of the 21st century into the miseries of the Middle East, an agenda of cultural pluralism, economic prosperity, market economy, industry, science, budgets that gives priority to education, and finally, a democracy supported by participation and offering equality. Now, Egypt, Jordan, the Palestinians, and Israel can convert the rift into a height of culture and economy, carrying the peace to awaiting destinations, to invite the Syrians, the Lebanese, to join in so to make it comprehensive for all of us. It is an agreement to end confrontation and a promise to the young generations, Muslims, Christians, Jews, to be free from the clouds of war, the insults of tyranny, the alienations of suspicion. To enable them to travel freely, pray uninterruptedly, and see in their paths not a burden, but a permit for their own Genesis. There is no future for posterity if there is no peace. I watched the change at the negotiations in Eilat and Taba. Had they taken place a few years ago, probably everybody, the Palestinians and us, would have come with rifles. Now they carried doubts. Doubts are better than rifles. So finally, it wound up as a group, almost a united group, in search of peace. I couldn't but think of the young boys and girls who lost their lives, enabling this meeting to become an opportunity for the next generation. Prime Minister Rabin and I are experienced enough to relate to the youngsters. We knew that the choice we made contains risks, but avoiding it would invite hopelessness. We served a world sick of violence, an age tired of failure, a future anxious for a new vision. I would like to thank the United States, its people, its president, for the unique role they played in the peacemaking. The Russians for co-sponsoring it. The Europeans for their strong backing to build a European-like future. I thank President Mubarak, King Hussein, for being at peace and advancing peace all over the places, and invite Chairman Arafat to the new endeavor. We wish the Palestinian people peace, democracy, prosperity. We were born in the same cradle. Then we fought each other on the same front, too long. Now we can embark on a voyage to make our relations family-like again. I wish the Jewish people, my brothers and sisters, a happy new year on the road to fulfill our ancient dream. Liot am chofshi ba'arzeinu, beretz Zion v'Yerushalayim. To be a free people in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. To be free in a commonwealth of peace and freedom. Emerging in our troubled, promising land, beloved land, the Middle East. Thank you.